kind of sums it up, doesn't it? Safety and security, a place to go, people you trust, health, financial stability, predictability in our lives, knowing that we're loved and taken care of and we have a hopeful future. Bartimaeus didn't have any of that. From all accounts, he's all alone. He's on the street and he's begging. And the only thing that keeps him secure is his coat. And he throws it off. He throws it off and he walks to Jesus. And then when he gets there, Jesus has a question for him. What do you want me to do for you? Let me reflect for a moment on each one. Bartimaeus' security is his coat. It kept him warm and it kept him dry as he lived out on the street. And on the warmth of a day, while he was sitting there, he would oftentimes take it out and spread it out in front of him. It was also the source of his income because people walking by would sometimes take coins and put them on the coats of those who were begging. I wonder how much it was. A friend of mine was in Vegas recently. He and those he was traveling with stopped at a coffee shop. They enjoyed coffee and conversation with one another. And across the street, he noticed a homeless man holding up a sign, I'll bet similar to the signs we see that men and women on our exit and entrance ramps hold up. My friend said over the course of an hour, nobody gave him anything. Could that have been Bartimaeus' experience? He takes off his coat and he leaves it there. Leaves what is secure. And then he starts to walk toward Jesus. And remember, friends, he's blind. He can't see. Try walking with your eyes closed and you get frightened, don't you? Don't you wonder if you're going to get hurt or if you're going to trip on somebody? Was that Bartimaeus' experience? Or was it blind trust? Blind trust, confident that he wouldn't get hurt, but knowing there's no guarantee. The definition of faith is in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Faith is living with the realization of what is hoped for. Could that have been Bartimaeus? I think so. Faith is believing even though there isn't any evidence. And Bartimaeus starts walking toward our Lord, to the God who knows everything about us. He knows our needs. He knows our wants. And Bartimaeus is walking there. Why was it that Jesus asked him the question, what do you want? Didn't our Lord know anyways? Or could it possibly be that faith requires words and actions? It's in faith that Bartimaeus walks, and now it's in words that he speaks. Lord, I want to see. Jesus never presumes anything, even though he knows what we want or what we need. He always asks, what do you need? I want to see. And his sight is given to him. Physical sight. But I can't help but wonder if there's a new insight. If there's a new insight that now, leaving what is secure, he finds something else, that Jesus is the way. And that our Lord promises to walk with him and invites Bartimaeus to journey with our Lord. There's the invitation. You and I will walk up to communion in a few moments. Like Bartimaeus, we'll get up and walk. As you come to communion today, let the Lord ask that question, what do you want? And engage in conversation with him. What's the step of faith you're being invited to take? And can you trust that you will be safe and secure?